All right, Rabbosai, let's begin. So I'll share with you just a really beautiful idea about Rabbi Nachman. So in Parshas Vayakel, remember again, we read the double Parshas. It's actually this week, it's Vayakel, Pekude, and Para. A lot going on this week. So in the Parshas of Vayakel, Pekude, we read about the completion of the Mishkan. And the Torah speaks about over here in the beginning, right in the middle of the section of the Mishkan, speaks about Hilchos Shabbos. So the obvious idea, why does the Torah bring in why does it bring in Shabbos in the midst of this discussion regarding the Mishkan? To teach you the idea that as important as the Mishkan is, it's not the Hilchos Shabbos. It doesn't set aside the halachas of Shabbos. That even when building the Mishkan, you still have to observe the halachas of Shabbos. So I'll share with you just a beautiful idea by the Rebbe. Take a look in letter A on your sheet. So the Rebbe says, Iker hazvicha v'ashchita shal yetzahara v'chelosav sha'oskin l'dibach v'lishchot b'nei adam. So, you know, the major question that we face each and every day is how to vanquish the Yetzer Hara. Right? How do we vanquish? Each of us has the Yetzer Hara. Each of us has an inclination, a proclivity for something. And some way, somehow, it becomes our job in life to try to figure out how to overcome that Yetzer Hara. And of course, again, this is a lifetime initiative to try to overcome the Yetzer Hara. So the Rebbe says, so how do we do it? How do we do it? He says, so first of all, let's understand the greatest power of the Yetzer Hara. He says, "Ha'ikar hu sh'al yidei sh'oskin lahachnis bohen machshavos ra'os." Thank you. "Sh'al yidei ze ikar hazvicha v'ashchita shalahem." Thank you so much, Israel. See, he says over here something beautiful. He says that the idea is that when it comes to the Yetzer Hara, sometimes the way the Yetzer Hara goes ahead and really deals and undermines us. We spoke about the Yetzer Hara last week, about what it is and what it means, the self-sabotaging mechanism. He says, the Yetzer Hara implants negative thoughts, machshavas ra'os, right? Negative thoughts. And it's through those negative thoughts that a person ultimately is derailed. Ha'ikru ha'yidei sha'oskin l'hachnis ben machshavas ra'os, sha'ayidei zeh ikr hazvicha v'ashrif l'Hashem. So we'll say, what does it mean, negative thoughts? You know, negative thoughts can mean a variety of different things. Negative thoughts, we'll say, could be thoughts of apikarsis, heresy. Negative thoughts can be inappropriate thoughts. Negative thoughts can be thoughts of doubt. You know, so we're learning about this in Gan Hamun in the morning, that amazingly enough, one of the ways that the Yetzer Hara works is doubt. Doubt is such a powerfully paralyzing thing. You know, a person can begin to doubt everything. You begin to doubt yourself. You begin to doubt your relationships. You begin to doubt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And doubt, if allowed to fester, could mamish go ahead and undermine an individual. The way the Yetzer Hara sometimes prevents us from gaining life traction is through what the Rebbe calls these machshavas ra'os, these negative thoughts. And like I said, we often think of negative thoughts like inappropriate thoughts. That's one type of negative thought. But it includes all of these other things, thoughts of doubt, lack of self-confidence, lack of clarity. These are all machshavas ra'os. He says, Va'ikr, lokeidesa adam b'machshava shal taivas mamo. He says, sometimes the Yetzer Hara gets us most. We'll say is how? Through thoughts regarding desiring money. Now what does that mean? What does that mean? The way the Yetzer Hara sometimes focuses us is on gashmios. If a person becomes over-focused on the material, right, hyper-focused on the material, then by definition that has the ability, unfortunately, to derail me in so many different ways in life. A person ultimately, again, you know, a person can have a preoccupation with money and a preoccupation with materialism, and this could overtake them for the entirety of their lives. And here's the scary part. If I'm thinking about, you know, if I have illicit thoughts, inappropriate illicit thoughts, I know it's wrong. Whether or not I could control it, or better say, whether or not I want to control it, there's a different discussion, but I know that it's wrong. I know that it's not something I should do. If I have doubtful thoughts of doubt, doubt about myself, doubt about my relationships, doubt about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I also know that's wrong. When a person has thoughts, constant preoccupation with money, so you ask somebody, ask a shayla, is it wrong to have a constant preoccupation with money? So what's the answer? What's the answer? So it sounds like the answer should be yes, but they say to yourself, okay, so prove it. So tell me, where does it say that it's usher to be preoccupied with money and materialism? So the answer is, it doesn't really. except I know that if I'm preoccupied with the material world, by definition, I have very little bandwidth for anything else that's spiritual. So there might not be a pasuk that says that it is prohibited to be preoccupied with the material world, but logically I understand that if I am, that is going to prevent me from gaining proper life traction in other areas. And that's what the Yetzirah exploits. The Yetzirah exploits my thoughts, my machshavas. Because if you could exploit the person's thoughts, then by definition, again, you alter their actions. He goes on. Paragraph B. Ki ein adam meis v'chatzi ta'avaso biyado. See, Rabbi Osai, often materialism is a very alluring thing. Why? Because Rabbi Osai, there's always more to have, right? You know, we all fall into this trap in life in different ways that, you know, sometimes I think if I only had this, I would be happy. And then what happens? Baruch Hashem, I get the this, whatever the this is, and I realize I'm still not happy. Okay, so then I need to get this, or I need to get that. And I said, we understand, because we live through this, it becomes a vicious cycle where a person is unable to go ahead and really find happiness because they're hinging it on stuff. There's always something else. I see what I say, you know, Klal Gadol is all of us have a void. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us. We all have an emptiness inside. And part of our avodah in life is to fill the emptiness. The shaila in life is, what do you choose to fill your emptiness with? So, unfortunately, sometimes we turn to materialism to fill that void. What's the problem with that? What's the problem with that? The problem with that is, if I use materialism to fill a void, there's always something else. Right? There's always something bigger. There's always something better. There's always something shinier. There's always something nicer. There's always more. There's always more. So at the end of the day, if that's how I'm filling my void, it's never going to work. I'm never going to be happy. That's why, you know, both sides, that's why there has to be such an emphasis on ruchnius in life. Because the truth is, spirituality is the one thing that can fill the void. It's the only thing that can fill the void. So therefore, Rabbi Nachman says over here that the Yetzirah understands that the greatest way to derail me from moving forward in life is hijack my machshavas, hijack my thoughts. Get me to be preoccupied with materialism, with money. Get me to be preoccupied with negative thoughts, illicit thoughts, inappropriate thoughts, doubtful thoughts. And that will pretty much derail any forward-moving trajectory. V'chol mashiyish, paragraph B. V'chol mashiyish lo yoser chaser lo biyoser ve'inu mamalei tavas l'olam. And the problem is, he's focusing over here. If a person becomes hyper-focused on the acquisition of material wealth, he'll say, that doesn't stop. You know, every once in a while, you do meet someone who is truly happy with what they have. And I would say, we all know, people like that are few and far between. Right? The truth is, I think I know when I run across a person like that, who seems like genuinely, I don't mean like genuinely happy, I mean just happy with what they have. Happy with what they have. So I often stand in awe of people like that. Because, first of all, life seems so much simpler. Right? Can you imagine for a moment being able to come home and being able to say, you know what, sure, there's more I could have, but I don't need it. I don't need it. Perfectly content where I am in life. It's an incredible, I could count on one hand the number of people I know like that. I'm sure many more exist. But it's an incredible, so the Rebbe says over here, the Yetzirah goes ahead and stokes the fire of negative machshavas to ultimately derail me. And especially if he creates for me a preoccupation with material wealth, money, material acquisitions, that's never ending. And that could take up the entirety of a person's focus, literally again for the rest of his life. You know, the Chazal say that when a person dies, half of his physical, not even half of his physical desires are fulfilled. Hers, there's always more to have, always more to own, always more to experience. The Hine, Machmas Shamach Shavas Kruchim in this Bachim Zeba Zemod. And Rabbosai, sometimes again, the negative thoughts become so entrenched that they're no longer negative, they're just simply the norm. They're just simply, ultimately, again, the way I am, the person I am, who I am, and I forget, I just lose my way. And I will say, the truth is, we all experience this at different times. You know, one day, you kind of wake up and you say to yourself, how did I get here? Like, how did I become this kind of person? I didn't start out life this way. I don't think this is exactly where I wanted to be or what I wanted to be, but somehow, I've ended up here. And the Rebbe says, very often, the way that path begins is through negative thoughts. that if I'm not careful with what's going through my mind, if I'm not careful with the hierarchies created ultimately again by my cognitive processes, by my thought process, then by definition I end up in a place in life that I never really wanted to be, and I never really thought I would be, and I never really desired to be. So the Rebbe goes on, paragraph C. So how do we deal with this? So now that I understand that, you see, we're so often conditioned to think, and rightfully so, that the thing to focus on in life are actions, not thoughts. Actions, not thoughts. Right? Because at the end of the day, actions you could control, thoughts you can't control. Which I will say is partially true, except Rabbi Nachman says, I could control my thoughts also. Yeah. I can't control my thoughts. So the shaila is, how do I get a handle on my thoughts? And now, see, I will say, what the Rebbe is teaching us, I think, is an incredible yisod. You know, perfecting or refining my actions is a very important part of this process. But it is not the entirety of this process. Refining my actions is important, but just as important as refining my actions is refining my thoughts. What do I think about? What am I preoccupied with? When my mind wanders, where does it wander to? So the Shaila Rabbi Osai is, how do I control my thoughts? Right? This is the million-dollar question. So how do I control the machshavas? Well, so this is actually very beautiful. Paragraph C. Va'itza haklalis lazehu. So Rabbi Nachman says, the general itza. Right? The general itza, the general advice of this is, shepitom ya'amo ta'adam v'anuach v'yishpos v'yiyah shev v'yaltase b'machshavto. Well, so Rabbi Nachman says something absolutely amazing. He says, sometimes what you just have to do is you have to stop thinking. Now, what does it mean you have to stop thinking? Look at his words. Sometimes, shepitom, suddenly, ya'am ota adam, a person has to stop, v'yanuach, and he should rest, v'yishpos, he should cease, v'yishav v'altase b'machshavto. And literally, don't think about a thing. I'll say, what's another word for this? Clear your head. Clear your head. Sometimes what you just need to do, when I find that the negative thoughts are becoming overwhelming, stop and clear my head. Stop and clear out the thoughts. And the Rebbe says something beautiful. V'zeh bechinas Shabbos. I will say, what is this called? This is called Shabbos. Wow. Right? So there's a physical Shabbos and there's a cognitive Shabbos. The physical Shabbos is the seventh day of the week. I can't do malacha. The cognitive Shabbos is the moment that I realize that my thoughts, my machshavas are getting away from me. And my machshavas are taking me down a path that I don't want to go on. So what do I do in that moment? Stop. 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 A Shabbos, a cognitive Shabbos, a thoughtful Shabbos, not a thoughtful, a Shabbos for my thoughts, a Shabbos for my machshavas, where I just stop and I clear my head. In the midst of all the thoughts that are swirling through my head, sometimes even during the week, a person needs a cognitive Shabbos. Just stop. Clear your head. Refocus. Think about yourself. Think about, before you even think about anything, clear your head. Sometimes you just need a cognitive reboot. Sometimes when a person realizes that, you know what, these are not the right thoughts to be having, this is not the right approach to be taking, this is not the right path to be going down, a person has to stop and literally cognitive reboot. Shabbos. Ki be'emes, ha-machshava bi'ad ha'adam tamid, la'tosa kirtzono. This is very important, yisod. We have control over our thoughts. We often think that we don't, but we have control over our thoughts. Rak, k'shen isbalba ma'machshavas v'rayonim harbei, nidmelo, shekashav lo'la shuvalatzeis mehem. So I say, but sometimes when I get overwhelmed by different thoughts, I feel like I've lost control over my thoughts. I feel like I no longer regain that control. So how do I regain the control? Aval ikar ha'etza, shepitom ya'amod v'yishbos, paragraph D, v'yivatel atzmo, kizeh klal godol v'inyan ha'machshavas. So the Rebbe says so beautifully, he says that at the end of the day, sometimes you just need the cognitive Shabbos. Sometimes you just about say need the restart. You have to stop, clear, and restart. Sha'ikar hu shev yaltasa, ki em yirtza la'amod negdamo l'sasram, yihye nilkad yose. Rebbe says amazing. Sometimes if I try to do battle against the negative machshavas, the negative machshavas are too strong, too entrenched, and too overwhelming. I can't engage in a frontal battle. Rather, what do I do? Alkin, ha'ikar lihios shev yaltasa me'ato, Sometimes the way to deal with the difficult machshavas is not to go ahead and try to battle against them, but rather it's to quiet my mind. It's just simply to have a cognitive Shabbos. Ulepamim tzarech laze bitl dikdusha b'emes haynu shivat la'atzmo legamrei. Paragraph E. The yiskar b'Hashem yisbarach v'igvatel es atzmo legabe or ha'in sof yisbarach. So we'll say, so sometimes it's not the pshat that, like, you know, quiet your thoughts, experience a cognitive Shabbos and think about Torah. No, sometimes it's literally just clearing my head. And all I say is, Ribono shel Olam, I know I've lost my way. You know, we all have moments like that when I recognize I've lost my way. It's not even that I'm actively sinning or doing anything bad. I just know that I've lost my way. And somehow I need to get back. Somehow I need to refocus. Sometime I just need to reorient. I just need to readjust. You know what I'm saying? You know what's interesting? You know, like on Waze, I found this interesting. Maybe it's you know, so like if you go ahead and you want to see your route, so you know, you could scroll down to see where the route is. And then there's an incredible button on the bottom that says recenter. Yes. Right? So that puts you back where you are. I thought that button is such a musser. Because you know what happens? Sometimes I'm here, I'm over there, I'm all over, I'm 5 miles away, I'm 10 miles away, I'm 3 hours away. Recenter. Sometimes I just have to get back to where I am. My machshavas, my thoughts, the appropriate ones, the inappropriate ones, the negative ones, the positive, are just going in so many different directions that I just need to recenter. The Rebbe says that's called cognitive Shabbos. Physical Shabbos comes once every 7 days. This is the seventh day of the week. Cognitive Shabbos could happen every single day and could happen multiple times every single day. V'zeh, paragraph E. V'zeh b'china Shabbos. She'tzarech ha'adam liskor tamro lahamshich al atzmo kidusha Shabbos gam b'me'achol. And both a cognitive Shabbos, where I just stop. I realize I'm going down the wrong path. I realize that I'm thinking the wrong thoughts. And those machshavas are hijacking my actions. Those machshavas are hijacking my orientation. Those machshavas are just going to send me down the wrong path. I need to stop. It's not the pshat, not to think about Torah, not think about Daf Yomi, not think about the Medrash, nothing about anything. I just need to stop. I need to quiet my mind so I can hit the button and recenter, so I can come back into myself. He says, therefore, sometimes a person has to experience a Shabbos even during the week. Haynu, shebesoch kala bilbulim ya'amod v'yanoach bebechinas Shabbos. I will say, sometimes even in the midst of all of the craziness and difficulty in life, of the weekday life, a person could find a little bit of cognitive Shabbos. And I will say, through that is how we save ourselves from all the negative thoughts. So I will say, the Rebbe teaches us a number of incredible yisodos. Number one, that it's not just enough to refine our actions, we have to refine our thoughts. And it's the machshavas ra'os, it's the negative thoughts that sometimes truly derail us in life. Whether those are negative thoughts, illicit thoughts, immoral thoughts, inappropriate thoughts, thoughts of self-doubt, thoughts of doubt against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all kinds of thoughts. All of us have thoughts which seek to derail us. So how do I... But we'll say that's lesson number one. The Yitzhar utilizes machshava. Lesson number two is, don't just think you could control your actions. I could also control my thoughts. I can control my thoughts. So says Rebbe, how do I get a handle on my thoughts if they're running away from me, if they're getting away from me? One word, Shabbos. Shabbos, there's Shabbos of the guf, and there's Shabbos of the machshava. Shabbos of the guf, we know we observe every seventh day. Shabbos of the machshava, Rebbe says, when I feel that I'm just going down the wrong path in life, when I feel that at the end of the day, I've just taken the wrong turn, I stop, and I recenter. I stop, clear my mind a little bit, recenter, refocus, and think with a clear head, what do I want to be, where do I want to go, what do I want to accomplish? Physical Shabbos only comes once a week, but Shabbos of the Machshava, we have the ability to access as often as we need. Shkoyach. Incredible, no?
Yeah, can't get that on the east side of town.
No. Beautiful shkoch on the beautiful spread.
Light spread.
No. Sorry,
I'm a little disappointed.